It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
No doubt about it, we who live in the High Plains Public Radio broadcasting area know a thing or two about spacious skies and flatland farm ground. In fact, I once suggested a station ID that would start out with HPPR, bringing quality music, news, and entertainment to exceptional listeners who are located where the loneliest road meets the highway to nowhere. I was joking, of course, but those two somewhat negative titles have long existed to describe U.S. Route 50 going east-west and Highway 83 running right through the middle of the country on a north-south axis from Mexico to Canada. Both highways and the people and things along them are near and dear to my heart, but I have to admit that there is a special tie, a longtime love affair I've developed with a couple of donkeys that abide on the east side of 83, just before you cross the county line from Haskell to Finney counties in southwest Kansas. An older male and a younger female, or a Jack and a Jenny in donkey talk, reside on a little over 15 acres during good weather, and sometimes begrudgingly share barn and corral space with a horse during cold winter months. In the words of their well-trained keeper, Mike Kellett, they're downright snobbish to the horse, but they dislike the Kansas winter wind even more, so they've learned to get along. But they do hate coyotes, a fact which allows their kind to hire out as protectors of various hoofed herds, calling upon their abilities to deliver great kicks in all directions. I can remember seeing donkeys working as guards for herds of sheep and goats during an interview trip to the Texas Panhandle several years ago. They also are exceptional pack animals because they seem to be aware of the placement of all 4 feet at all times. Now that we've established a donkey's working skills, we'll look at their demands for care, which are surprisingly few. They are definitely not fussy eaters, but they don't seem to care that much for our Kansas state blossom, the sunflower. They much prefer bark to grain, seeming to know long before our current dietary fads and figures that fiber is really good for you. Consequently, they quickly make a meal of a pile of elm tree twigs and branches. Before an early spring visit, I dug up the last of last year's garden and carted a bucket of Jerusalem artichokes, which could have easily been mistaken for little potatoes, to their feeding trough at the corner of the pasture. It took a while for them to show any interest, but by the end of my visit, they'd polished off the fresh produce and were gnawing on some old wooden fence posts while waiting for their evening meal of a special molasses chow mix. I'm planning to drop by soon with an array of apples culled from our overloaded orchard, some gigantic zucchini squash, and some spindly cherry tree branches. That should keep them busy for a bit while I plan our next donkey visit, when we'll look closer at Keeper Kellett as he gives us the lowdown on donkey history and how he originally got involved several years ago with these amazing, amusing animals. Until then, I'll continue to give them a honk and a wave every time I pass by, going somewhere on the highway to nowhere.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.